AI everywhere these days, right? And you know what? Finance is really no exception. I mean, it's plopping up everywhere, spotting those kind of shady transactions, and even, get this, guiding investment decisions.
It's really remarkable, this really rapid transformation and the sheer scope of where AI is being used across the financial services. Really, remarkable.
Yeah, and that brings us to what we're diving into today, right? So there's this fascinating new report from FinanceWatch, just came out last month, March 2025. It's called Artificial Intelligence in Finance: How to Trust a Black Box. Pretty catchy title, don't you think? And it really gets into some of the big, like, fundamental questions about this whole shift towards AI.
For sure, it gets right to the heart of it all. Is AI just like a booster for the financial system we already have, making things quicker and more efficient? Or is this something much bigger? Is it fundamentally changing how finance works? Maybe to the point where we need to completely rethink the rules of the game. And of course, the big one, does it even fit within the regulations we have, especially here in the EU?
Exactly. And it's not just theoretical, you know. I mean, they really break down how AI works within finance. They look at what happens when you actually deploy it and then explore whether we should be regulating it, and so how. They're kind of presenting this report as like step one in figuring out where EU financial regulations might have blind spots as AI becomes more, well, more ubiquitous.
You know what really struck me right off the bat in the executive summary? While the report says that, yeah, AI can make companies that provide financial services way more efficient, they even cited Citi's 2024 GPS report, projecting that global bank profits could jump by, wait for it, $170 billion by 2028 just because of AI. But for the average person, for the public, it's not so clear what's in it for them.
That's the core issue, isn't it? Like this tension, this potential clash between how AI works and the foundations of finance, the regulations, you know, the bedrock principles. Who's accountable when things go wrong? Who's responsible for decisions? How do we ensure transparency? These are like pillars.
And it's fascinating how they immediately hone in on the whole black box thing with AI. You get these results, but it's not always clear how the system got there. And that lack of transparency makes it hard to understand how decisions are made, hard to step in if something's off. And the report really argues that this can really erode trust in the whole system.
And it's not just that we don't understand how the algorithms themselves work. The report also brings up some other pretty tricky things, like what about data manipulation? You feed it bad data, you're going to get bad results. Oh, and this is a really interesting point. Will we even have enough human-generated data to train these AI models in the long run?
It makes you think, right? If the data is messed up from the start, or if AI runs out of human experiences to learn from, how much can we trust what it spits out? The report starts to lay out some possible ways to regulate AI given these challenges.
Exactly. They suggest a couple of things. Either saying flat out no to AI and, you know, super high stakes activities where the public could be really harmed, or, and this is more general, focusing regulation on how these services are provided. So looking at the data itself, how it's collected, how it's managed, and how it's used.
And we can't forget that the EU already has a lot about this, the EU AI Act. It's supposed to come into effect in August 2026. The report sees this as a starting point, but points out that it doesn't cover all that much when it comes to finance, at least not initially.
So the Finance Watch report is going deeper,
Right.
trying to pinpoint the exact vulnerabilities that AI brings to finance. They look at how AI could affect consumer protections, the stability of the financial system as a whole, regulatory oversight, and even how we detect fraud.
And when they talk about protecting consumers, they raise some really key concerns, especially in like everyday retail finance, for instance. How do we assess someone's creditworthiness? If AI is doing this in a way that's opaque, it could lead to lending that's not just unfair, but maybe even discriminatory.
So you might get denied for a loan or offered a worse interest rate, and you have no idea why.
Right. It becomes much harder for the average person to know why those decisions were made.
So in this deep dive, and that's how the report itself frames it, we're really trying to unpack these key insights. What are the challenges? What are the potential regulatory paths? And really, how do we navigate this new world of AI-driven finance?
It's about, you know, figuring out how to get the good stuff from AI in finance while still protecting those basic principles, accountability, transparency, the things that make a financial system healthy and trustworthy for everyone.
Let's break this down a bit. So, the report spends time talking about how AI is different from human intelligence. It's not just about AI being faster, is it?
Not at all. The report says AI mostly uses what's called inductive logic. It chews through huge amounts of data, finds patterns, spots correlations, and then makes predictions based on what it's seen. Human intelligence, on the other hand, Well, we use a lot more tools. Deduction, abduction, intuition, even things like past experiences.
So AI is saying, based on what I've seen before, this is probably what's going to happen. Whereas humans can start with basic principles and even imagine totally new things.
You got it. And this difference, this core difference in how intelligence works, it creates some serious friction with how our financial system is set up, with the regulations we have. The whole system is built on causation, finding a direct link between an action, a decision, and what happened as a result for each individual case.
Which makes sense. If something goes wrong, you need to be able to trace it back, find the root cause, and then hold someone accountable.
Exactly. But AI, with its reliance on correlations, doesn't always give you that clear cause and effect link. The report points out that in a world increasingly driven by AI, the system might be working based on correlations that are, statistically speaking, good enough, according to the data. But without that transparent chain of cause and effect that regulations need, it gets tricky.
This is where it gets interesting. The report keeps bringing up this idea of AI technologies as black boxes. They produce an output, but the reasoning behind it isn't always clear, sometimes even to the experts.
Yeah, that's a big challenge. If we can't readily understand, you know, how AI came up with a credit score, an insurance premium, an investment recommendation, how can anyone, whether it's the customer, the investor, or even the regulator, spot errors, biases, systemic risks?
It's like getting advice from someone who can't explain their reasoning. How do you trust that? How do you have confidence in a system like that for everyone involved? It's not just speed or scale. It's like we're hitting a wall in our understanding. Trying to regulate something we can't fully see, it makes you think, how have we even built trust in financial systems historically? Do those mechanisms even work here?
And there's more. The report talks about the risks of data manipulation. Like, what if someone purposely feeds the system biased data to get a specific and maybe harmful result? And then there's this fascinating point about what happens when we run out of human-generated data. Like, will AI just stop learning?
Let's unpack that a bit, that data exhaustion thing. What are the long-term implications?
Well, they cite research suggesting that if things keep going the way they are, these large language models, for example, they could use up all the publicly available human-generated text within, like, the next decade. What happens then?
So then they have to train on data created by other AI, I guess, which the report warns can lead to something called, get this, model collapse.
Right. That's where the AI starts spitting out nonsense, unreliable results, because it's learning from its own outputs, which could already be flawed.
So basically, it's like a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy.
Yeah.
Eventually, the image is so blurry, you can't even tell what it is.
Exactly. The AI loses its connection to real-world data. There's less diversity in the data it's learning from. It focuses too much on the most common patterns and misses those less frequent but super important events. So not only do we have the black box problem where we don't understand how AI is making decisions, but the foundation of these systems, the data itself, could also degrade over time.
Worrying, to say the least. And then you add in the possibility of someone intentionally manipulating the data, someone feeding in bad information to get a specific outcome.
Exactly. If the data used to train these models is biased, whether it's accidental or on purpose, the results will be biased. Imagine an AI trained on old loan data that, for whatever reason, favored one group over another.
You could end up with systems that put certain customers at a disadvantage or even destabilize the market as a whole. So with all these challenges, the report asks, can AI-powered financial services even work with our current regulations?
Their answer, and it's a bit nuanced, is that we probably need to adapt the regulations quite a bit because AI's reliance on correlations is fundamentally different from the way we usually think about regulation, which is based on cause and effect.
So if AI finds patterns instead of figuring out direct cause and effect, how do we even apply concepts like accountability and responsibility?
That's the heart of the issue. If an AI makes a decision that harms a customer or the financial system, who takes the blame? Is it the developer, the financial institution that used the AI, or maybe the person overseeing it? The report calls this the human-in-the-loop paradox.
Okay, explain that. What does that paradox mean in the context of AI and finance?
Well, everyone agrees that you need human intelligence involved in AI processes. But there are a few ways this plays out, and some of them are kind of contradictory. First, even though AI is supposedly better at processing and analyzing, it needs humans to give it the initial data to learn from.
So the tech that's meant to be better than us needs us to learn in the first place. That's ironic.
Totally. And like we said, that human-generated data might run out, which would make AI less reliable. The paradox is that this superior intelligence might fail without us and our data.
Okay, that's one side of the paradox. What's the other?
It's when you look at how these services are delivered. Think about financial advice. Having a human in the loop, basically, a human double-checking that AI's advice is good for the customer, makes sense from a consumer protection standpoint.
Wow.
And the EU AI Act even touches on this.
So someone would look over the AI's recommendations before they go to the customer?
In theory, yes. But the report says this slows everything down. And that kind of defeats the purpose of using AI for efficiency. Then there's the third part of the paradox, and this is where it gets really complicated. In some areas, AI can do things humans simply can't, like calculating risk weights for banks or spotting complex money laundering schemes. But in those cases, the idea of a human in the loop doesn't really make sense anymore.
Because humans couldn't do those things themselves, right? Not effectively or not quickly enough.
Exactly. So the idea of human oversight becomes, well, kind of an illusion.
So the question the report asks is, if we can't have meaningful human involvement, does that mean AI-powered financial services are basically above the law?
That's the concern. If companies can say humans couldn't intervene and that correlation doesn't equal causation, meaning they're not directly responsible for bad outcomes, they might try to avoid being held accountable unless we change the regulations.
So imagine a financial institution says, it wasn't us, it was the AI. We couldn't have known.
Exactly. And that challenges a core principle of our legal and regulatory systems: personal and corporate responsibility. The report really urges the European Commission and EU supervisors to look closely at whether current financial regulations can even be enforced in a world increasingly run by AI.
What about civil liability? If someone is harmed by an AI-driven financial service, can they sue?
The EU is working on it. They updated the Product Liability Directive to include software and AI, which is good. But a separate proposal, specifically an AI civil liability directive, which would have made it easier to prove harm caused by AI, was withdrawn.
So it's harder to prove AI caused harm.
The report argues that without clear rules on liability, AI companies could benefit from the EU market without being fully responsible for any harm their tech might cause. This creates a power imbalance, which could really disadvantage consumers.
The report also mentions a loophole in the EU AI Act about financial advice.
Right. The Act requires human oversight for life and health insurance advice, which makes sense. But the report says limiting oversight to just those products creates a loophole. You could have the same financial product with the same risk for the consumer, but different levels of scrutiny just because of how it's categorized legally.
So companies could structure their products to avoid the stricter AI regulation.
Yeah, exactly. And the third big challenge the report talks about is the lack of transparency we see with advanced AI. These systems process tons of data in super complex ways. It can be incredibly difficult to understand how they get their results, even impossible sometimes.
So even if a human is technically in the loop, they might not know why the AI made a certain recommendation or came to a certain conclusion.
Precisely. This opacity leads to a just trust me, it works kind of logic. But that goes against the basic principles of transparency and explainability that are so important in finance. Human oversight might catch some really obvious mistakes, those hallucinations that AI sometimes has, but it's likely to miss most of the plausible sounding but wrong things AI might say.
Because AI doesn't really know anything the way we do, right? It just guesses what seems most likely based on what it's seen in the data.
Right. It's different from the quantitative models we've used in finance before. Those can be complicated, but we can understand the logic behind them. AI is a much deeper black box. Even the people who create these advanced AI models admit that they don't fully understand how they work.
A bit unsettling, to say the least, when you think about these systems making decisions that could affect your life, financially speaking.
Absolutely. The report even gives some examples. Imagine a compliance officer trying to understand why an AI didn't flag any suspicious money transfers, or a financial analyst questioning AI's reasoning about a company. If these wrong answers are practically undetectable, how can we rely on these systems for important financial stuff?
And the report makes a good point. This black box problem isn't something we can just solve with more research. It's baked into how these AI systems are built.
Right. And that lack of transparency makes it harder to build trust. And like we've been saying, trust is essential for a fair and well-functioning financial system.
So we've talked about the human-in-the-loop paradox, AI possibly being above the law because it's hard to assign responsibility, and the inherent lack of transparency. The fourth big challenge was about running out of human-generated data.
Yes, and this could have a huge impact on the line. Remember, research suggests that these large language models might use up all the available human-generated text in a few years.
And then they'd have to train on data made by other AIs. And that could lead to model collapse. The AI starts giving unreliable results.
Exactly. And that makes the problems of transparency and trust even worse. If AI is giving us bad answers because it's learning from synthetic data and we can't even spot those errors easily, well, that's a recipe for disaster.
And then there's the fifth challenge, data manipulation.
Right. If the data used to train financial AI is biased, accidentally or on purpose, the results will be biased too. It could be incomplete data, skewed data, or even outright lies.
So it's true what they say, garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. And the consequences for finance could be serious. It could lead to unfair outcomes for consumers or destabilize the market. The report emphasizes that there's already a power imbalance between those who control the algorithms and the data and the people who are affected by the decisions those algorithms make.
So given all these challenges, how does the report suggest we bridge the gap between the nature of AI and how we regulate finance?
They acknowledge that AI in finance is probably here to stay. It's driven by the need to be more efficient and to make more money. But they also say innovation shouldn't come at the cost of the public interest and the stability of the financial system.
But they don't just identify the problems. They offer a framework for addressing these competing forces.
Right. They start by reminding us of a basic principle of financial regulation. Providing financial services is a heavily regulated activity. You usually need authorization, and you have to follow a whole set of rules. And historically, the principle has been same activity, same risk, same rules.
So whether it's a human advisor or an AI platform, if it's the same financial activity, the same rules should apply.
Exactly. But then the report asks two important questions about AI. First, is an AI-powered service really the same as the traditional human-led service in terms of its goal and the result for the user? Second, can we even regulate these AI-powered services with the tools we have now?
And for the first question, it sounds like they're saying in many cases, yes.
Yeah, like providing financial advice or assessing creditworthiness. The goal is the same, whether it's a human or an AI doing it. But the second question about whether we can actually regulate it, that's where things get tricky.
So how do they suggest we approach regulation in those situations where the black box nature of AI makes it really hard to pin down responsibility for outcomes?
They suggest a few things. They recognize that we can't just ban AI entirely. And obviously, leaving it completely unregulated is a bad idea. So their preferred option, when we can't pin responsibility on someone directly, is to focus on regulating the data itself, how it's managed, and how it's governed.
So if you can't regulate the outcome because of the black box, you regulate the inputs, the data the AI learns from.
Exactly. If the data is high quality, unbiased, and subject to strong governance, you can at least reduce some of the inherent risks, even if you can't explain every decision the AI makes.
But they also stress that this approach should only be used when it's truly impossible to assign responsibility for the outcome.
Right. And for activities where using AI without clear lines of responsibility is simply too dangerous things, like giving direct financial advice or deciding whether financial flows are legal, the report says those AI-powered activities should be banned.
That makes sense. Where human judgment and accountability are critical, AI should either have strong human oversight or be off limits.
And to move forward, the report says we need to expand the EU AI Act to cover all financial activities.
The AI Act, which is supposed to take effect in 2026, is a bit limited when it comes to finance, right?
Right. They specifically recommend expanding Annex 3 of the Act, which lists high-risk AI systems, to include all financial activities. That would mean those AI systems would be subject to the Act's provisions on things like risk management, data governance, and human oversight where appropriate.
And they suggest using Article 7 of the AI Act, which allows for amendments to Annex 3 through delegated acts. That way, the regulations can adapt as AI tech changes.
Exactly. They want to expand the definition of high-risk AI to include all financial activities, maybe with some very specific and narrow exceptions for things where human oversight just wouldn't work.
And in those rare cases where human oversight isn't possible, they highlight Article 10, which focuses on data quality and governance.
Right, because when you can't see inside the AI's black box, making sure it's learning from good, unbiased data is even more important.
But the report goes further. It says that even a wider EU AI Act isn't enough. It argues for a fundamental reassessment of all our existing financial regulations. Make sure they still work in the age of AI.
Yeah, they're calling for a full-blown gap analysis. We need to look at all the regulations we have and figure out which ones need to be changed or updated to deal with the challenges of AI.
And they provide a really helpful list of themes for this gap analysis. Things like, are these AI-driven products suitable? Do they treat people fairly and avoid discrimination? Is privacy protected and is data governed well? How transparent and explainable are these AI processes? And of course, how do we ensure accountability and make sure people have legal recourse when things go wrong?
Right. They also point to a whole bunch of EU laws, both primary and secondary, plus relevant international treaties that need to be re-examined in light of AI.
And then the report gets into the specific weaknesses AI can create in different areas of the financial system, starting with consumer protection.
Yeah, one big vulnerability they point out is that even AI services that are developed responsibly and trained on good data can still make mistakes in individual cases. Consumer protection is about protecting every customer, not just the average customer.
So even if the AI is usually right, the consequences of getting it wrong for even one person could be devastating.
Absolutely. They're also concerned about things like price optimization, which could mean loyal customers pay more. They talk about ensuring fair machine learning, which is more than just removing obvious biases from the data. And they stress the need for transparency and clear explanations when you're interacting with AI and finance.
What about the impact of AI on risk management and the stability of the financial system?
The report talks about herding, which is when many financial institutions all use similar AI models, and that can lead to everyone making the same decisions, which could make the markets more volatile. Now, herding isn't new. It's happened before.
But AI could make it much worse, right? Especially with what the report calls a squared oligopoly, where a few big financial players rely on algorithms from an even smaller number of big AI companies.
Exactly. And they warn against being overconfident in AI's risk assessments. It's easy to assume AI can predict the future based on the past, but that's not always true, especially when it comes to those black swan events that no one sees coming. They argue that AI is no better at predicting those than traditional models.
And then there's the increasing reliance on third-party AI providers, which might not be regulated, plus more cybersecurity risks and difficulties managing model risk and data quality when we don't understand how these AI models work.
All of that adds up to serious potential risks for the stability of the entire financial system.
Finally, the report focuses on compliance, regulatory supervision, and fraud detection.
Yeah, they describe an arms race developing between financial institutions using AI for compliance, that's RegTech regulators, using AI for oversight subtech, and fraudsters using AI for their own purposes.
And the report suggests that, at least for now, AI might actually benefit the bad guys more than the good guys.
It could make it much easier to create really convincing fakes, like deep fakes, that can be used to commit financial crimes.
So that creates new challenges for regulators trying to catch fraudsters, prevent the spread of misinformation that could destabilize markets, and even just keep up with how fast AI is changing, especially because we don't have much data on how AI is being used in finance. The report really lays out a complex and rapidly changing set of challenges.
It really is. But this report is an important first step. It helps us understand what AI means for the future of finance. And even more importantly, how we need to think about regulating it to protect everyone. The report ends by asking some big questions about AI development in general, like its huge energy consumption, the risks of deepfakes, and the concentration of power in a few big tech companies, and how to balance business interests with the public good.
The takeaway is that we can't just let companies adopt AI in finance solely because it makes them money. We have to think about the public interest.
And their final point is powerful. Regulating AI in finance isn't just a good idea, it's essential. We have to make sure that companies making money doesn't hurt society as a whole.
So to sum up, the key tension is this. AI has real potential benefits for finance, but it also creates big challenges for the way we regulate, especially with things like accountability and transparency. And that's because of AI's inductive black box nature.
The report highlighted five main challenges. First, the whole human-in-the-loop paradox. Second is AI getting to be above the law. Third, AI is just not very transparent. Fourth, we might run out of human-generated data. And fifth, there's always the risk of data manipulation.
And their proposed solutions. They said we need to expand the EU AI Act to cover all financial services. We need clear rules about who's liable when AI causes harm, maybe even a presumption of causality. We have to figure out if our current regulations can even be enforced with AI. And we need a full-blown gap analysis to find out where the regulations need updating.
They also said that when it's hard to figure out who's responsible for an AI's actions, we should focus regulation on the data itself. And in certain areas, like financial advice, where human oversight is impossible, maybe we should just ban AI altogether.
They specifically said to expand Annex 3 of the EU AI Act to cover all financial activities, with very limited exceptions for activities where human oversight just wouldn't work.
And that gap analysis, as the report laid it out, needs to cover a lot of ground. They talked about making sure AI-driven products are appropriate, making sure they're fair and don't discriminate, protecting privacy, ensuring transparency, figuring out the role of human oversight, making sure pricing is fair, accountability, legal recourse, preventing market manipulation, safeguarding financial stability, and the security of the whole system. And this analysis needs to look at a wide range of existing laws, both in the EU and internationally.
They also talked about specific vulnerabilities across the financial system. For consumer protection, they're concerned about price optimization and discrimination. For risk management and financial stability, they brought up the risks of hurting and being overconfident in AI. And for compliance, supervision, and fraud detection, they're worried about an arms race with sophisticated fraudsters.
Right, and the report's conclusion really makes you think about these big questions around AI. How much energy does it use? What about the risks of deepfakes? How much power is concentrated in the hands of just a few AI companies? And how do we make sure that AI development benefits everyone, not just a select few?
It all boils down to this. Should certain aspects of finance be left to humans, to our judgment and ethics? And how do we ensure that AI in finance benefits everyone and not just those who are already doing well? Those are big ethical and societal questions that we all need to think about.